can't visualize it, you can't taste it, you can't smell it, you can't, it just don't cooperate with the five senses. You understand what I'm talking about? Now, listen closely. I use these words a little bit different than what you have in the book. It means the same thing. Now here's the difference where I use it. In this cloud, in this vision, Moses, see, pure spirit without any shape or without any form at all. Nothing distinguished. They said no similarity. They saw no similarity. Now listen close. Now Yahweh himself took on, now these words took on a shape and a form. Now that's the difference. See, and by him taking on that shape and form, you see, then Moses saw and the elders saw this incorporeal man up there in a vision. They saw him in a vision. See, now, this here is the beginning of the creation. You see what I mean? Now that's what John is saying. This is the faithful and true witness. He is the beginning of the creation of Yahweh. Of Yahweh. Now are you listening? When Yahweh took it on this shape and form, that's all he wrote. That's all. That's the beginning. That's the end. That's the beginning of the creation. Now then that makes me have to explain this. I want the Colossians 1:15 down 18.
Who is the image of the invisible?
Now look, I just got through telling you, don't pass on. See, this was an invisible cloud. See, it was in the eyes of the children of Israel. In other words, the cloud was revealed to the children of Israel, but the other fellow didn't see it. You see? Now that, who is the beginning of the creation of God? All right, repeat.
Who is the image of the invisible?
Now, he is the image of the invisible God, or El.
The first cause of all creation.
Now, he's the first cause. See? He's the first cause of all creation. You see? You see that now? He's the first cause. Just to turn it around and say it another way, the same thing. You see? He had to take on a shape and form. And had to appear to Moses. You understand? Before they begin to create. You see what I mean? Now somebody ought to say, well, where do you find that at in the book? You remember, we told you this. What we want to do is to take it from Genesis to Revelation. You see? And you remember I told you the Exodus was before the Genesis. You see? Now listen, here in the first chapter of Genesis, you read in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. I told you that was not the beginning of the creation. See, I had to go to Revelation to prove that that was not the beginning of the creation. Well, if it's not the beginning, it's the beginning of Moses' vision. In the beginning of his vision, where do you have the vision then? How do you know? How do you know that just what I just got through telling you is right? Where is your Bible for it? Who said so? Get the point? Now, that brings me down to this. I put it up here. See, I'm playing like I forgot it now.
See, so I can go back and show you when you forget. Where you come right up here and find it. That's Exodus 24, 9 and 10. Now, there's one thing. Now, we have put this on the other side. It is nothing. It is not up here. I mean the verses. The first, the 24th chapter in the first verse. We put it up in here. And he said unto Moses.
Come up unto Yahweh.
Come up unto Yahweh.
Thou. Aaron.
Nadab and Abihu.
And 70 of the elders of Israel.
Oh, and read on.
And worship me afar off. And Moses alone shall come near Yahweh.
Say, folks. Moses by himself. Don't bring nobody with him. Now, what are you setting up there? I'll tell you. Of course, now I have to go into Hebrew there. Listen closely. This is in the fact. Moses alone. No, don't just say the other. No. You stay off that here. Let's see. Moses alone and by himself. Now here's what that is. See, it's set up. You see, I've been showing you on this side. See, this here is the same as this. This is as large as this. See. Listen, read Leviticus 16:2 right where you are.
And Yahweh said unto Moses. Speak unto Aaron thy brother.
Now listen, you tell Aaron your brother. Now see, Aaron and his brother and the 70 of the elders and Nadab and Abihu was right along with him when he went up in the mountain. But Moses by himself. And alone. They'll come into the midst of that cloud. You see? Now then, Aaron, Moses, you speak to your brother.
That he come not at all times.
Don't come in within this most holy place. Within that veil. Don't come in. You understand? And when he does come in, he comes in alone and by himself. So he says, not be running out of here. See? If he goes in, what happens?
Within the veil before the mercy seat, which is upon the ark, that he die not.
Do you see that now? See what's going to happen? Don't be running in and out of here. All right. Now what?
For I will appear
now get this. Now get this. For I will dwell within the cloud.
Upon the mercy
seat. Now here he is, he's in the cloud. Outside and telling Moses to come in alone. Don't bring nobody in with you. Don't bring your brother and none of your folks and nobody. See? By himself. You see that now? And that was setting up this type here. See, in the mercy, in the most holy place. Aaron by himself and alone. Because he will dwell between the wings of the turban, within the cloud. He's dwelling within the cloud, running man by himself. Mm-hmm. You come in by yourself. You see? Are you listening now? Mm-hmm. You see? Now what Moses seen within that cloud, that's what he wrote down in the book.
see? Now that means this. Then it was revealed to Moses. Now you got on here in Revelation. Revealed. See? Now what Moses saw in the cloud is that tie-in with John. That's why his life was saved. He couldn't nobody put him to death or nothing. Because you see, this vision and this revelation had to be confirmed. You see? You see the point now? Now you listen. Now make sure you listen and hear right. And if you just think you didn't hear right, you hold up your hand, because I want you to get this right. See? When Moses went within this cloud alone and by himself, this is what he saw. Saw the man. Well, where does it say that? It says that right down here in Exodus. See? But now then, look. These 70 elders, they saw the man. But they were far off. They were not in the midst of the cloud. That's the reason why I put Moses up here. See, they saw the vision. Understand? Now, this image, this form was revealed to them. You understand? I mean Moses and the 70 elders in that cloud. But they stood afar off and they could see. You understand? And it was revealed to them. That's it in that form. Now look, John is telling you this. This is the beginning of the creation. He's a faithful and true witness. The beginning of the creation of God. I put it in this term. That he took on shape and form within that cloud. But they did not see any dominion to it at all when they came out of Egypt within the cloud. You see? Now then you have here that Aaron come in here by himself within, and he would dwell within the cloud between the wings of the cherubim in the most holy place. You understand? And when he would go in the cloud, that's once every year, not every day, but once every year. Every day he went in the lower part of the sanctuary, every day. And once every year, around the 10th of October, he went within the veil, the second veil, and entered into the most holy place, and that not without blood. Listen, folks, and he sprinkled that blood for the mercy seat 7 times. You see? Now if I take you, just like this tabernacle, that's the reason why I told you before we went out, we want some knowledge of the God. We don't want no mistakes. We don't want no superstitions. We don't want no errors. We don't want no tomfoolery. You see? Get it? Now, I have to say this. Now it's transfigured into this tabernacle. Moses saw that tabernacle up there in the mountain. Now the tabernacle was a most holy place in the outer court. That's 1, 2, 3, any idiot from anywhere can say that. You say? Get the point? But this is only one tabernacle. But it's threefold. See, he's in. He's in the shape and form of a man. Then Moses looked at this man and said, in the image, man was created, made in the likeness and image of God. You see that now? Now then, the tabernacle was one, the most holy place, and out of court, and he transformed and transfigured into that, then you can look at yourself. You are soul, body, and spirit. You have to be in order to be made in the likeness and image. You see what I mean? See how you treat the thing? Now when you go into the ultra microscopic particles of matter, you take the natural to see the spirit. Any scientist from Russia, to England, or anywhere, it don't make no difference. See, he'll tell you, here are the basic elements of matter. And you take all of them, or threefold. Proton, neutron, and electron. Where's $64,000? Why? Now that's a fatal thing. You see? You're a pneuma, psychic, and soma, soul, body, and spirit. You see? Follow the word of the Holy Spirit. These three are one. The majority of people say, they don't see how you get three anymore. You see? Yes, they tell you in a minute. I can see how you can get one and three, but I can't see how you can get three and one. See, it don't work out according to the mathematical equation. You see? Now you put my hand on your head. See? I can feel that. Yeah. But I should have just put my hand on her skin for a mind. You see what I'm talking about? All right. Now do you know where we are? See, don't come in. Moses, you come in here in the middle. By yourself. Aaron, you come within this. In the midst, because I dwell in the cloud, just like you dwell in the cloud here. You, Moses, come in alone. Aaron, you come in alone. For I was dwell within the cloud in the most holy place. You see that now? You see it? Now, what happens in the cloud? For I was dwell within the cloud. Right? Now then, go back to Exodus, where he was. Read.
And Moses alone shall come near Yahweh.
And Moses alone by himself shall come near.
But they shall not come nigh.
But don't leave back there.
Neither shall the people go up with him.
No, neither shall the people go up with him. Now look here, folks. Everybody walk around the distance. I said, God pointed the way I see. And God wants me to know anything back to God's will. You know what I'm saying? You see what I'm talking about? Why can't he reveal it to me? You see what I mean? I do it my way, and you do it yours. See? Everybody's entitled to their own belief. You understand what I'm talking about? See, he didn't reveal it to everybody. Never showed it to everybody. Didn't intend to in the first place. He just appeared there to the 70 elders and Moses by himself. Went to them and missed that sign. Do you see? Now when the high priest sprinkled that blood 7 times. Toward that mercy seat. Then he appeared in the cloud. That's called a Shekinah. Well, nobody in there but Aaron by himself. Don't bring none of your folks and nobody else in here. See how God works it? Then the devil said, look here. Why can't he show me? Why can't I come here? We'll try for him. See what happened. Told you what had happened, didn't he? Mm-hmm. Read it again.
And Yahweh said unto Moses, speak unto Aaron thy brother,
mm-hmm.
that he come not at all times into the holy place mm-hmm. within the veil.
Alright.
Before the mercy
seat, uh-huh.
which is upon the ark.
Which is upon the ark.
That he die not.
See, you see what I'm talking about? You're going to hear God else. Don't make no difference what you think and what you believe and how you feel about it. God don't have no respect at all for it. His purpose. His plan. And he works all things after the counsel of his own will. You can't put yourself into it. Do you get it?
See how important it is? Now I told you, do you understand now the beginning of creation? Mm-hmm. You see? And do you understand at moments when he's talking about here in Genesis? Chapter 1, verse 1, second 1. And the beginning, the Lord our God created the heavens and the earth. That's in the beginning of none of the things, not the creation. I read you what the beginning of the creation was. I did read out of the Bible. Do you want to argue about that? Once you write about you, let's get started. Now then, you got a question to ask? Let's ask it. I give you that privilege.
In the beginning, Elohim or with
Elohim.
It says God here in James.
Yeah.
Then why didn't you say Yahweh?
How's that?
Why didn't you say Yahweh instead of Elohim?
Why didn't you say Yahweh instead of Elohim? Why didn't you say that?
Well,
you mean why didn't I or why didn't that?
Well, it was said.
Well, what I'm trying to find out is this. Now, we just run along back over that take the other verse, read Revelation 3:14. He's asked a question.
He wanna know why you didn't say Elohim.
Why I didn't say Elohim.
You didn't say Yahweh. He doesn't understand Elohim is Yahweh.
Well, now let's straighten him up. See, Elohim is a title. God is a title, not a name. You see? Now, when this King James Version was made, you understand, they should have said, read it out of the, read it out of the other Holy Name Bible. You know, this is Revelation.
And unto the messenger
he wants the
first chapter
of Genesis.
In the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth.
Now, look up. See, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. Now, it was Elohim, not God. God is a title.
Well, I was saying, Yahweh is what I mean. Why didn't you say Yahweh?
Well, that's what he's talking about, see. Let me explain to you again. Let me give it to you again. You see, all of this. Now you pay attention, try to pay attention this time. See, there's nothing exists, not a thing, but Yahweh. I'd have you know Yahweh is the Father. You understand? Now I explain that Yahweh took on a shape and a form. Now that's the Elohim you're talking about. You understand? That they could see in this vision. You got me now? Now that's one, this is two. You see? Now then, he come on down and he took on a physical body. Now that's what you call Jesus. You see? That's wrong. It ought to have been Joshua. See? But in the translation of the King James Version, they changed all of this that it should have been and put it the way that you have it in yours when the Holy Name Bible was written. That's what they're working with, the true name of the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And I see, understand? So now you ask the question, why didn't I say Yahweh? See, I'm going to repeat myself. I said, Yahweh took on a shape and a form. Not in totality. I should have said that, didn't I? You see what I mean? And that shape and the form, you see, is Elohim.
see. And Elohim and God is interchanged. You understand? God is a title. I told you this was Yahweh here, without shape and form. This is Yahweh here, with shape and form, and with shape and form is called Elohim. See? Now this you see only in a vision. Nobody saw it but the 70 elders. Moses went up into the mountain. Clean, clear now. Then he comes into the world, comes into the flesh. Everybody saw it. See, but they didn't recognize that this was Yahweh in shape and form. You see, and that's where we got the 1, 2, 3 from in the tabernacle. See? The Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, all one. See? Now, do you understand now? You sure? Yeah, you're going to have to do some thinking about it, of course. But that's it. Does everybody else understand? Any questions about it?
Does he mean who
no,
did create?
No, I'll tell you, I think I put it off because I was reading out the King James Daily Bible.
That's right.
And I was putting, and I used the word Yahweh. See, in here is. It is God created the heaven and earth, but I substitute the word God, I put in Yahweh. But I really should have been saying Elohim.
That's right.
See, because the creation is no one to see God create or Yahweh create. So when he took on the shape and form, he called Elohim, and that's what they saw, created the heaven and earth.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. Now, let's get ourselves together. See, so we can make sense. Now, you see, This is Moses seeing a vision. Now I want you to know that Moses saw that vision by himself. See? Understand? Now this is what we're coming down to. We're coming down to it in the 24th chapter of Exodus. You remember the first verse, it said Moses should come in alone by himself. Then I stopped and coordinated the high priest alone and by himself. Come into the most holy place within the cloud. Right? All right. Now read on. Yes, 9 10. Yes.
Then went Moses, Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel. And they saw the Elohim of Israel.
And they saw. Now here we come up here in the first chapter of St. John. There's no man seen God at any time. See? Then somebody said, well, they saw. You know, we'll here say they didn't see. No man said they didn't. Now you're between the hawk and the bird. The devil in the deep blue sea. Why? Because of your incomprehension. You understand? Listen, folks. Nobody has ever seen and never will see Yahweh in his totality by his physical body. Why? Because you can't stand here and look over in Germany and all around the left. You see what I'm talking about? Nobody ever went up a brother, sun, moon, and star. They ever went up to one of them. Not yet. And they haven't understood the things around them. And he's ever present at all times that nobody has seen. I'm talking about the Father. And so then what he did was taking on shape and form, not in totality. Because you see, if he's taking on shape and form in totality, then that has meant all the power to condense and press into this. You see? And there wouldn't have been any way for him to come in the midst of it. You see the point?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's in part. But listen, folks, there's nothing in the cloud that isn't in this, not a thing. One is expanded and the other is condensed.
See?
This is the beginning. You read in your book, in the beginning, God created. Now this is in the beginning, you understand. The beginning of Moses' vision, not the beginning of creation.
Right.
You understand? This is the beginning of creation. You understand? Then we read over in Colossians. You read. Read it again.
Who is the image of the invisible L?
Who is the image of the invisible L?
The first cause of all creation.
Now he said, look, the first cause of all creation. Now listen, here's where we make one of the most colossal blunders that ever was. This is how we make it. Are you listening? You sure? Now, when this is taken on, see this and this is taken on a physical shape and form. Maybe you better read. See, it's just going to be too bad for me just standing here because somebody said, well, I need to do that. First Timothy. 3:16.
And beyond controversy, he is.
Read out the King James Version. A lot of the things that man said. It's not clear. You understand? I believe in talking clear.
And without controversy.
And without controversy.
Great.
Wait a minute. What is a controversy? It's without an argument. It's without any debate at all. Without any imagination. It's just a truth alone, stand alone by itself, without any discussion. This is the way it is. All right, without controversy, what?
And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness.
Now it's a great big mystery. Now you expect all these idiots around here calling themselves preachers to understand the great mystery. See, it don't even make sense. But there ain't no argument about it. You see? Now somebody, as I was saying, I said God sent me in the last days. I said that. See? Well now, you prove it. Hey, see?
You see?
Now me getting a kick, that won't get it. Because all the devil has to do is just say it ain't so. That's all he has to do. When God told Adam and them that not to eat the fruit of that tree, you understand, did they surely die? All the devil has to say, you won't surely die. See? Well, then who do you think he is? Talking about me. Messiah, we're talking about seeing now. See? Messiah said this. He walked around and listened at the folks. I don't have time to read everything. He walked around and he just always talked about my father, my father, my father, my father, our father, my father. Say, one of the boys called on Paul Carter one day. Philip. Said, say, look. You show us the Father. So who was? Show us the 12 boys here. You show us the Father. So we can get some satisfaction out of this. And you know what he said to him? Said, when you see him. Philip, I've been so long a time with you. And you don't know me. When you see me. When you see me, you see the Father. I said when you see me, you see the Father.
my Father in me, he does the work. I told you I don't know how many times you in your hard head. I can't do nothing. Just like you and I. If there's anything done, look at all these people up there here. We stand around and gap and running my mind. You get up from there and tell me somebody you know. Or have a red ass. Or either do it now or shut your mouth forever. Say, I told you many things. Yet even out there in Los Angeles, they witnessed them. Have my sister Mary. Didn't I tell them day and hour when the earthquake would be lasting? Didn't I tell them day and hour when the thresher would be in the bottom of the sea? Listen, let me tell you something. See, there's never going to be a year. There's just not going to be one. See, that this thing isn't going to repeat. It's going to be a reflection every time it comes up back. You see what I mean? There's going to be a reflection. And you could learn something about it. If you understand, if you just sit still and let God tell you something about it, you can learn it too. Ain't that right, Brother Mitchell?
Right.
And that's what Brother Dennis was trying to tell you when he was here. No, won't let nobody tell you. And you know all about it. You go home, go to bed, go to sleep, and forget all about it. You don't care nothing about it. You see? Get the point? See what I mean? It's not interesting. See? You just imagine you are. See? Now he said, when you see me, you see the Father. Messiah said, I can of my own self do nothing. He doeth the word. Wherefore he saith, when you ascended, you left captivity captive and gave gifts unto me. You got 9 different gifts. That's listed in the book of the Talk already. Is that right? One of the spirit of discernment. You see what I'm talking about? And you don't know the difference between your left hand and your right hand. You see the point? You don't know the difference between a false and a truth. You think you can just press on, go ahead on, and get by there. I do it my way, and you do it your way. Yes, that's what's going to happen. You're going to go to hell or something like that, too. See? And as much so as God has prepared something nice, see, for them that believe on him, he's also prepared something worse than that. I mean, some fire for the rest of it. You understand? Somebody said, well, good. Let me see here. Then now, look here. You say God don't burn this thing up. See? Well then how then? If he gonna burn it all up, how am I gonna be in this? How's he gonna fix something for me over there? You understand? That's what you read over there in Jude this morning about silence for mine. Miss Pipe, I learned it up. Sodom and Gomorrah is both in the bottom of the salt sea. I mean, he told Abraham and Lot, get his stuff together and get out. He said, no, we got so many Christians down here, you understand? I'm telling you where you can understand. See? He said, well, we can find 50 out of all these folks. You understand? They tried. They never done no good. And I have such a story that made them short. You see, so finally, they just went up and God burnt the city. You understand? Sodom and Gomorrah is in the bottom of the dead or salt sea. Lot's wife, she looked back and she turned to a pillar of salt. See? Now listen.
Here's what I'm telling you. God in burning this thing up, just like God in drowning the world out, he knew how to save Noah and me. You understand? You understand? And Peter put it this way. God knows how to deliver the righteous and to reserve the wicked against the day of judgment to be mine. You see what I mean? Now, whatever you give your members, that's whose servant you are. And I have you know nobody can serve your two masters. He must either love one and hate the other. Joshua the Messiah said, look, you call me Lord and Master, and so I am. But say, why don't you do what I say? Say now. See the point? Now we understand. We're talking about Genesis and Revelation. Now we're coming on down. See, we showed you what the creation was. We took the lot and showed you the same thing we showed you in Revelation. Read Colossians, and then we go back and put it together.
For by him were all things created. So who is the image of him?
Now he's the image. See, I told you that he took on a shape and a form, or took on an image. This is invisible here. You understand? All right, read.
The first cause of all creation.
Now, the first cause. Father God, I said this. If Yahweh took on a shape and a form, this is the Lord. Say, the first cause. This is the true and faithful witness. You see? Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
First cause of all creation. I told you why to go in this way. That's all that he did. The Father just took on the shape and form. Right that way, quick.
Mm-hmm.
See, in this shape and him in this shape and form is the first cause of all creation. That's what you just read. And by him all things were created. When it's not in the body, walk around. It ain't no less the body. You understand? He's always talking about his heart. I just got to explain it back to you. All right.
And without controversy.
Now, it's without any debate, folks. They don't need to argue about it.
Great is the mystery of God.
Great! It's a great thing that everybody don't understand it.
God was manifested in the flesh.
God was manifested in the flesh.
Justified in the spirit.
Justified in the spirit.
Seed of angels.
Seed of angels.
Preached unto the Gentiles. Believed on in the world. Received up in the
world. Ascended on that way was with the Father. Now you want to argue? Well, look. He went around. This is what the book said. This is what the Lord and prophet said he would do. He said he would bind up the broken heart. He would heal the sick. See? What come out for him before he comes? Now he'll come along, raise the dead and heal in the sick of all that. They're talking about, show us the Father. Get the point. The Father being me. Well, I couldn't do that. I can't do that. You say? Get the point? Say, Bill. It was him that afflicted him with all these diseases. They all get all kinds, you understand? And it was him and everybody come along with him all about it. You get that sense? You understand what I'm talking about? Yeah. But still, always want some kind of substitute. Sometimes it's yours, the mind is truly yours, isn't it? Mind is yours, and neither one ain't no good. You see. Now, is he to obey and be saved? Disobey and be lost. Now, I'm just giving it to you straight from the shoulder. All right. Without controversy, ain't no need to argue about it. It's a very big mystery. You understand? That's a very big mystery. Everybody in town don't understand it. How did he took on a shape and a form? You see, everybody don't understand that. Great big mystery. Up there in that big, took on a shape and form, comes through the loins of the Virgin. Say, listen, you don't care. I don't know whether you know it or not. But he was here, wasn't no woman and no man at all. His father and mother walked around in the flesh too. Son of God. You see that? Now, if you can't see him coming through the door of this Virgin Mary, you understand? That ought not to be near as hard as you see it. That him just taking on a physical body, you understand? Just walk on out.
Right.
See, now yeah, you are all puzzled up about him being born of the Virgin Mary. How do you explain this one? Somebody says, well, I don't believe that. Well, all right, then I tell you what you tell me. You tell me how he's going to make a man. If he can't do that, tell me how he's going to make one.
You got it made.
You know
what I mean?
Now, folks just might as well break on down and get it over. Sooner the better. Ain't that right here?
See?
Now, Paul is talking about without conversion, the greatest mystery of God, and God was manifested in the flesh. You understand? Seen of angels breathed on in the world, teach them to talk to the Gentiles. Is that right? And receive back up in. Now that's without any debates or any arguments. Of course, he did have plenty of debates and plenty of arguments. Here he comes now, walking off. Yes, the smart boy, just like you got out here now. Pharisees and the scribes. See? Sadducees, the Essenes, the Zealots, and the Nazarenes. Say, look here, by what authority do you do so and so and so? You see? You didn't come up here to the Sanhedrin Council and ask us to give you some endorsement and announce your public ministry. And since you didn't, by what authority do you do this, that, and the other? You didn't see us about it. That's what you want to know about me. What school did you go to? Where did you be taught about it? See your little black, round-shouldered, nappy head. Oh, the devil just takes you so bad. Hey, good eating order. It is good stuff. You understand? Man, who told you you was a priest? I'm telling you. You do your shit out. Now let's get on, because we want to get all the way through. Now look, folks, we can do this so quickly that you won't realize that it is done. Now you see what we just got through saying there? See, without any conflict, without any debate, without any argumentation, without anything at all, greatest mystery of God, God was manifested in the place, seen the name of Jesus on this world, and God was manifested in a body here in him, the likeness of Yahweh. Listen, I want you to read something else. 1 Corinthians 15, 28. See, I want you to see what the climax of the thing is.
And when all things shall be subdued unto him.
Now listen, folks, when the Messiah resurrected from the dead, said, I have the keys. Listen now. That all power that is in heaven, and all that is in earth, is given in mine. Oh, there's no power in heaven. There's none on earth but what is given into my hands. You see? Understand? Now, we could take this. I saw an angel come down from heaven having the keys to the bottomless pit, right down here. That's the tomb. Right here. You can see it on this chart. Had a chain in his hand. Doubles out of age. It's been taken. One is linked right into another. And the keys of death. Keys of hell, keys to the grave. And when he resurrected from the dead, all the power that the world in heaven, all that they use in the earth, is given in my hands. You understand? Now then, read on.
And when all things shall be subdued.
When everything shall be subdued, listen, folks. When all the Baptists, the Methodists, the Presbyterians, the Roman Catholics, and everything is brought down. Well, they have to bow down. Do you understand? Oh, we're going to rule to them, too. Look, I'm too. Listen, I don't care how good-headed you are. How stubborn you are. See, we're going to rule. See, all nations with a rod of iron. You see? Now we're talking about Yahweh now. We're talking about the Son of Yahshua. We're talking about Yahweh, the Lord, and Yahshua, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. We're talking about without shape and with shape. We're talking about it now in the flesh. Amen. You understand? Sometimes now I can fulfill the resurrection of death. Wrong back the way it was. See, there he sat. See, all the power that he is. And he's going to rule and reign until the last enemy is destroyed. And then he'll put down all rule, all authority, and all power from by Yahshua now. You understand? And give it back to Yahweh. What for? And that Yahweh may be all in all as it was before he taken on his shaking form and created everything and carried out his purpose. Now, do you understand that?
Yes.
Read that out of the book.
And when all things shall be subdued unto him,
that's right.
then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him.
There be subject unto him.
That put all things under him.
That put all things under him.
That Yahweh may be all in all.
See, that Yahweh may be all. Or the Father be all in all. Folks, that's all. Now, let's get back. Now, we got the Genesis. We showed you in the Revelation that who that was. Right? We showed you that Moses went in the midst of the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? And now we got him up here in the midst of the cloud. Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, read.
And Yahweh said unto Moses.
And Yahweh said unto Moses.
Come up to me and to the mountain.
Come up to me and the mountain.
And be there.
And be there.
And I will give thee tables of stone.
And I will give thee tables of stone.
And a law.
And a law.
And commandments which I have written.
And commandments which I have written.
That thou may keep there.
That thou may keep there.
And Moses rose up.
And Moses rose up.
And his minister Joshua.
Now you see right there where it is spoken. Now, where is it, who's his minister? Where is he going? Right there, where we missed the boat. And I told him not to come in here. Now, you remember, you read the first verse. Now, you're still in the 24th chapter. Read the first verse. Tell him, come in here alone. And Moses and his minister, what? I want to know who his minister was.
And Moses rose up and his minister, Joshua.
That's what I want to know. I want to hear that call. Joshua. Now, he told him to come in there. I don't know where Joshua is going. See? And Moses rolled up. And you read a little further, I said, told the rest of them, you stay back here. See? Told him to come in there alone. Now, where's Joshua going? Who is Joshua? Joshua is his manager. You understand? Now here comes along the same fellow walking right along on the creek, don't know nothing about it. Not a thing. Never even had a good imagination about it. Now here he comes along, same fellow. Said, I didn't come to be ministered unto, but I come to minister. Pharisees and scribes said, why, what a sight did you speak? He didn't come to see us about it. You see? Do you get the gist? Moses' minister, Joshua. You understand? Now look, I told you this. See, I told you this. Joshua is Fuji. See? 13th chapter of Numbers. I don't want you to read all this, we don't have time. 13th chapter of Numbers says, Moses called Hoshea, the son of Nun. You bet Joshua is properly to the, I said, Joshua. That's right. Oh, no, 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 you got that wrong. Now, if you look at the 10th chapter of 1 Corinthians, you see? You see? You see, it'll tell you that, that's what a fool was. They called Hoshea, was Joshua. Joshua what? They walked around here in flesh, being a baby. All the mystery is so great. It's so great. You see, until a tongue just came part of hell. Do you understand what I'm talking about? And a part of mine, they can't proceed. It's just got to be revealed. You see? Now there he is up in the mountain. We don't want to lose back for it. We told you we want to get this right straight on to Revelation. Now where are you reading that?
Exodus 24.
Now you're reading in Exodus. You remember I told you that the Exodus was before the Genesis? Now listen at me close now. Listen closely. While I tied it together. Now, I told you this was the beginning of the migration. See? And how was it down in that on the 14th? See? It was dark. See? Dark in Egypt 3 days. When that man was slain. Look now. Then what was God saying? If he's going to fulfill, not institute, for God's sake. Like you read in the book. See, if he's going to fulfill it, then it's got to be dark out there. It's turned dark over the face of the earth from the sixth to the ninth hour. You see? Now you see that now?
Yeah.
Nothing else but a repetition of this. There's no excuse for you and your foolishness. Now you're in Exodus. See? Now I got to go right back to the dentist. Right, right.
And I'm showing you how, I'm taking the whole Bible now. I'm taking the whole Bible. All right. Now when we went back into this vision here, the beginning of the vision, and the beginning of the migration, you understand? It's a black guy down here in Egypt. The cloud sitting here on the top of the water, moving there. You understand? In Moses' vision of the creation. In the beginning of the vision, it's got to be that same way down in Egypt.
The earth without form.
Darkness was upon the face of the deep. What?
Yahweh and the Spirit of God.